First thing we talked about last time, though, was the the harbor study area. I don't know if you can see this, but what I tried to do is just so we can all try to understand that we're dealing with the water side and the land side. Even though the red dotted line goes inland a ways and encompasses residential areas, it doesn't mean we're going to spend a lot of time or hardly any time thinking about, you know, residential uses along the waterfront necessarily. But, you know, in terms of like making a nicely defined sort of project area, this is my first cut at it. Takes into account all the properties that have water frontage, the whole harbor out to the town line, and
can you help me understand why you have the south end all in there versus just the
city facilities on the
south end?
Yep, I think it was mainly Julie going back from. I gotta try to find a pointer or something.
Because it's easier to draw a straight line.
It's easier to draw a straight line, honestly. Yeah, so over here, I just kind of went back to that, which I think is that like a school?
School of technology.
So I went back to the School of Technology thinking that that was kind of something that we'd want to talk about along the waterfront, and then I just went back to that road and then drew a straight line across.
Yeah, it might make sense to stay a little closer to the water there.
Yep.
Rather than pick up the whole south end.
Happy to kind of bring it down this way and then over.
Yep. Yeah.
But like I said, this is first attempt, and I wasn't anticipating that we would spend any time at all talking about this residential area here.
I think that's beyond our brief.
Yeah.
Land issues. Yeah.
So, anyway, first attempt.
No worries.
Obviously up for, I think what I'd like to do is just say this is our study area at some point, as long as we can all agree to that. And we're really focusing on, you know, the waterfront more than anything sort of beyond the waterfront.
And is that represents the city boundary as far as the water is concerned?
Yeah, this is just the city line. Okay. Yep. I'm starting to get good at figuring out how to... All right.
And I'm assuming up on the top part toward the right, that residential area as well is just...
Yeah.
You like the straight lines?
Yeah.
Okay.
So are we...
Straight lines are good.
It would be good to adjust.
Yep.
Right. Closer to the water, so there's no confusion on what the purpose of this group is versus the comps.
Right.
Mm. We are the wet committee. They're the dry committee.
There you go.
Yep. Easy enough. Yeah, so with Julie's suggestion, does that make good sense to everybody? And I'll take another whack about it.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So next one, I thought it was important for everybody to get a sense of the depths and sort of the NOAA chart. From the water side, this is basically what is supposed to be happening in the harbor based on the maps when all the boats are in the harbor and the boats come in and people visit the harbor. And it also gives people a sense with sort of the light blue or purplish area where the shallow spots are, where the channels are, where there's anchorage areas, and this is sort of the baseline for the Army Corps' regulatory setting. But I think it provides a good background in terms of what's happening on the water side, things that Matt has to deal with.
Yeah, Matt, could you give us sort of an idea where the main channels are on that map?
Bring up that new one.
Yep, I'm going to get to that, actually.
Yeah, okay. He has a good depiction of
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
Yep.
And it occurs to me that the strange lines that I can't interpret are, in fact, shadows of the microphones.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go. I'll use this as my pointer.
Yeah.
No. So I'm going to get to this, but there's, like, anchorage areas here. There's one that is not technically in Rockland, but does influence Rockland a little bit. And then this one right there. The channels are over here. And we'll get to it a little better because I took that and made it a little bit easier to see. But there's also depths in the channel that we have to think about, and that's a federal project area within those channels too.
What tide are those depths representing?
Low tide.
It's all mean low. So
low tide without sea level rise yet.
Right, or maintenance. But this is just a zoomed-in version of the channel locations.
Nice.
Yep.
And just following up on that, that upper channel, way up high, that's got marking here,
yep,
is not officially a channel. It was a channel put in 1918 for the barges up there in the north end for the lime barges, and hasn't been dredged. And one of the things we can look at is whether we should ask the Army Corps of Engineers to make that part of the federal navigation project.
What does that go to? What is on the land right there?
Ooh,
Proc.
Okay.
Yeah, Proc and O'Hara's, North End Shipyard.
Okay.
Where the old coal tower used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it would make it, instead of having a dead end at the end of the channel, and that's what that sort of turning basin is at the upper edge, is a dead end.
Yep.
And so it might be something that this committee wants to look at, is expanding the channels in the harbor.
So if it becomes part of the federal channel, does that mean the Army Corps dredges at their cost?
Yes. We have costs. The city has costs of helping to pay for, it's like 10% of the survey costs. And if they decide they want to do it, they do it. And then the city has another, some small percentage of the original dredging. But once it's part of the navigation project, then the Army Corps takes that on as part of their regular dredging.
Thank you.
Do you think it's going to be complex to persuade the Army Corps or the feds to take on a channel?
No, it's just paperwork. It takes, 10 or 15 years of deciding you want to do it and then going after them. They do it all the time. They take on new channels.
Ed, are you talking about from the 14-foot mark down connecting to the 11-foot?
No, it's see that bit right there?
Or that 13-foot.
Oh, that's the one that does not currently exist.
Hmm. Right. It's, okay. It is, as you can see, it's been dredged. Instead of it being 8 feet around there, it's up to, I think it's 12 or 13 feet.
Yeah, so you're talking about being able to have a loop.
Right.
Rather than just going up.
Yeah. And it's just one of those things that when we talk about channels, that's something what we can talk about, too.
So should that be depicted as informal or something on channel locations here?
It doesn't have, if you look, it doesn't have a dotted line around it.
Okay, so that's the distinction.
So we maybe need a key that explains what the dotted line means.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
So this is just the NOAA chart.
One of the questions I have is there's also a designated channel by the city on what's called or referred to as the South Channel, which basically runs from where the public landing is and goes out into the harbor, and it could become a part of our discussion because, the mooring field is bisected by that, or at least the one closest to the public landing.
Yep.
And it could come up for discussion in terms of when we discuss harbor development.
Yep.
The marine development.
Yep. I think I got that, didn't I?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I get to, I actually have
and
that.
There is there is one other bit of channel there. See that there's a stub channel that goes in front of the Coast Guard right in the middle of there.
Right there.
No, higher up.
Oh, higher.
That serves absolutely no purpose whatsoever. No.
Where the 10-foot?
Here?
Right there. Right there.
Yeah.
It's a question of if somebody buys the FMC property, or now Dow Chemical, and they wanted to, DuPont, and they wanted to change that into a marina, would that make sense for us to ask the Coast Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers to deauthorize that channel?
Just to be clear, there's no reason to think DuPont's doing very well in Rockland.
But my point is that as we look at channels and look at where things go and why they're there, there are other things to – this whole thing is – I think we should be looking at every single thing we possibly can.
Point well taken. Just didn't want – listening to get the wrong idea.
No.
I have a question on that. So that channel that we're referring to, that's part of the designated federal channel presently.
Yep.
Yeah, what happened was when they first started dredging it is they said, oh, let's put the channel here, and they were going to go to the ferry slip, which is way up in the cove, in Lerman's Cove. They said, what's the fastest, shortest route? And so they started dredging that, and they hit ledge. So they couldn't go to the 14 feet that they wanted. They said, okay, well, let's find another way around.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We don't want to blast.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me skip on here. And this is the kind of conversation that I wanted to have during this time, so please keep
going.
Can
I clarify something for somebody who knows nothing about boats?
Sure.
A channel is like a road in the water. You can't park in it. You just ride around in it, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And it tends to be a little deeper, too, right?
Well, deeper than a road, yeah.
But I mean, is it typically...
You dredge it out here because this area, see how shallow it is, like at low tide?
Okay.
2, 1, 5, but you want to provide access to deeper water like here because there's is the ferry terminal like right here or something.
Yeah.
So you have bigger draft.
Okay, so the channels are deeper.
Yes.
Either accidentally or on
channels.
Purpose.
Some channels are dredged.
Okay.
Some channels are dredged. The federal project area, when people talk about the federal project area, these are the dredged areas that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers helps to maintain.
Okay.
A channel doesn't need to be dredged. So you'll see that in another.
Okay, so you could
like
have
this
a
area right
channel
here.
That just.
Could be like a channel, but it's not
okay.
Officially All right. dredged.
All right. Sort of like an unpaved road.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so this isn't going to mean anything to anybody except for you know that we have a lot of data from the dredging projects, and this is the what an Army Corps dredging survey looks like. There's all these numbers here. These are all numbers for depth when they kind of go across and do soundings. Mm. There's depths, and that tells them what the depth is in the areas that they dredged.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same one over here. So,
and every few years they come and check it again.
Yeah, this one was 2008.
One last year.
Yep, I don't have that one, but it's not on the internet yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt, are we aware if their feds have any plans to do anything other than maintain what we've got right now?
I haven't heard anything.
You're not aware of that? You're not aware
no.
of that? Okay.
No, not unless we ask them.
Okay. Could we?
That's the question.
Should we actually inquire of them whether they actually have any plans?
I can call them.
Oh, no,
yeah.
We know they don't have
I'll
plans.
I'll call them anyway. I'll just
no,
talk
but
to,
I mean, it's
Jay
the,
or
probably Jay.
Yeah, I'll call them.
Yeah.
That's a good part of the due diligence.
Yes.
Just to see what their work plan is, if there is one. Mm-hmm. Probably there isn't. Yeah.
Are you selling it?